We have throughout this week been spotlighting on several of the Kiwanis clubs, actually all of them. There are four that we've liked to talk to leading up to the pancake breakfast, which is tomorrow. And so this is kind of like Kiwanis week. We've done this over the last few years. And today it's the Columbia Kiwanis Club. Sally Robinson is here. And I believe you said you're the president of the group, right?
I am.
Well, good. How's the club?
We're growing. Things are growing really well. We have almost 60 members now, and we're meeting on Tuesdays at noon at the Broadway Hotel down in the lower level. So we have that nice parking garage for people to come to. And we just had our Harry Potter trivia night last weekend.
How'd that go?
Very good. Very good. We haven't got all the final numbers in, but probably close to $5,000, and that goes to help with the Beads of Courage over at the Children's Hospital.
Tell me about the Beads of Courage. I don't think I know much about that.
It's a program that they do. It started with children that have cancer, and every time they have a procedure done, they get a certain color bead. And they're expanding that program to all children that come to the hospital now.
Very neat. Yeah. Very neat. How involved are you with the kids that we have in here, the K-Kids?
Unfortunately, I don't get to be with them very much because I have to work at the day they have their meeting. Uh-huh. But I've heard wonderful things about them.
I've enjoyed talking to, I think you, are you all from Benton Elementary?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like the Benton kids because you've come in here and brightened my day. Not you all specifically, but others like you have come in over the years to do this. Now, Kimberly Kelty is the, faculty advisor for that, and she doesn't have a seat right now, and she has to lean down to talk to the microphone.
Yep.
But it is good to see you again.
It's
how are you today?
You I'm good. I'm good.
So tell me about the group, and then I'm going to talk to some of the youngsters.
Oh, my gosh. Here. This is the biggest group that we've had so far. We have 42 members signed up, 35 active members, because I have to compete with sunny days at lunch recess. So, but we've done some different activities this year. We always do the holiday parade. We sell glow sticks at our sock hop dance, but we rang bells for Salvation Army at Mosier's this year, which was something, it was fun, it was a great warm day, but helped raise money for Salvation Army.
Let's meet the young people who are here. I want to start with you right over here. What is your first name?
Amajane.
You're going to have to get right up close there because you have a really soft voice. I bet you're not that soft when you're out of the playground, are you? What's your favorite thing out on the playground? I go back by that playground at least once or twice every day.
Foursquare.
You know what? That's pretty good. Are you a good Foursquare player?
No.
What's your first name again?
Amajane.
I love that name. That's a great sounding name. Tell me about your involvement with K Kids. You're a member, obviously, or wouldn't be here. What do you do? What do you like about it?
I like to visit with other people at school, and it's fun to learn about things that Kiwanis does for other people.
Did you just hear about the club and say, I think I'd like to join that?
Yeah.
Was it, what year in school are you right now?
Fifth grade.
How long have you been a member?
2 years.
2 years? So I think you have to be fourth grader to be a member, do you not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see, what is your first name?
My first name is Joan.
Joan. That's a nice name, too. I like Joan. Not a lot. I haven't met a lot of people your age named Joan, so I think that's a terrific name. I'm glad Joan is still around. What grade are you in?
Fifth.
Now, are you an officer with the club?
Yes, I'm the president.
You are the president? And Imagine, what are you?
Vice president.
Wow. So if something happens to Joan, you take over the... I don't want anything to happen to Joan, but you know, if she's called out someplace or something like that. Tell me what the responsibilities are of president.
Well, you have to start the meetings, and you kind of got to like keep an eye on people and keep people on task.
Do you have a gavel?
Yep.
So you wrap that down and say this meeting comes to order.
Yep.
How did you learn how to do that?
Well, We have this binder, and we have to read off, like I read off of it because I can't memorize it off the top of my head because it's pretty long. But I'll ring the bell, and then I'll say it, and then first I have to get everybody's attention. So usually we'll do like class, and then they'll do the response back, and then I'll ring the bell and I'll say it, and then we'll start with our K Kids pledge and the Pledge of Allegiance, and then we'll just go from there.
How many times do you meet? Once a month, once a week, how often?
Well, we meet every other week on Wednesdays.
Oh, wow. During recess at lunchtime?
Well, it depends because not everybody has the same lunch and recess. So, like, fifth graders would go at 12, which would be before their lunch, but then we'll still get our recess because it's 30 minutes. And then fourth graders, I'm pretty sure it's for their lunch and recess. Mm-hmm. That they're down there?
You're organized. You know what you're talking about. Yep. All right, let me talk about the Ohio State fan here. What is your first name?
Dylan.
Dylan. Why do you like Ohio State, Dylan?
Because my grandparents are from Ohio, and they gave me this.
He's wearing a bright red sweatshirt. It's a hooded sweatshirt. It's got Ohio State on the front of it. That. What is your role with K-Kids at Benton?
I'm not an officer, but I do come to every meeting and eat lunch and talk with everyone. But Miss Kelty gives people jobs, and one of my jobs is to every Wednesday at 2:30 go to the office and get notes from the school staff and run up to their classrooms. Other people's classrooms and deliver the notes to them so people know where to go.
You're the delivery man. I like that. See, I could see that you would have responsibilities. I think that you look like you can handle that responsibility real well. Why did you get involved in K-Kids?
Because I like helping the community, and my sister did it earlier, so she wanted me to do it too.
That's pretty neat.
And so, I came here, but I did come here a little late because I didn't know when the first meeting was. But I felt like I came in at the right time.
Now, are you fourth or fifth grade?
Fourth
grade. So you got another year. You going to be involved next year?
Probably.
They'll need a new president and vice president, so you could, Joan or Imagine here, you can learn from them and maybe take the spot. I'm not trying to campaign for you, but I think that's a possibility there.
You better teach me some stuff.
Yeah, I will. Don't worry about it.
Imagine, what is your responsibility as vice president? What do you get to do?
I have to be able to adjourn the meeting.
Yeah. Oh, you get to adjourn it.
Yeah.
Oh, you're very popular in my book. Anytime a meeting adjourns, I really, really am happy at that point.
And I basically have to keep people on task like Jones.
So. Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty neat. So what is, before I have to let you go, give me, and I don't care, I'll ask all of you, what is one thing that you like which K-Kids have done while you've been involved? Imagine, let's start with you, please.
Well, this was only for a couple of fifth graders. It was like, four or five fifth graders.
I did not get to do this.
Okay. Yeah, because you're only a fourth grader. Come on.
We got this, man.
And we went to a Kwanzaa's luncheon, and we got to talk to a speaker, and she was an astronaut for NASA.
Wow. That sounds pretty neat. Did she make you want to do that?
Sort of.
I would not be an astronaut qualified person. How about you, Joan? What have you liked that has happened while you've been a part of K-Kids?
What I like that has happened is what Maji said. Yeah, I got to go to the meet with the astronaut. But I also liked helping out with the sock hop because we sold glow sticks there. And we made lots of money doing that. So we got different. So we're doing different things for the community and stuff.
Excellent. Good. Dylan, what have you liked so far? What's a highlight?
Some K-Kids came to Mosier's. I don't really know where it is, but it's somewhere.
That's all right.
And then we were ringing bells for Salvation Army to raise money and see if anyone had any loose change in their pocket.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a warm day to do this, or was it a cold day? And were you outside or inside?
It was a warm day, and we were outside.
You're lucky.
We dressed up as little people and Santa hats.
Oh, very neat. Very cool. That's pretty neat. I think your club sounds terrific. I mean, I would join if I were young enough to join. There. Ms. Kelty, I think you're very lucky to have some talented kids like this, are you not?
I am very lucky. And, you know, my officers meet with me the day before our K-Kids meeting, and they write down the agenda, and they run the meetings themselves. So I interject with some new information, but they do most of it. So been pretty awesome.
Good for you all. Sally, I haven't talked to you a lot, but, I mean, I'm just impressed. I always like the kids from Benton when they come down to talk because they're just really sharp.
They are.
Thank you.
And the Columbia Quantz Club also sponsors Key Club at Hickman High School and Circle K at the University of Missouri, and we partner with the other three clubs to and Woodhaven to do Action Club. So we're providing service learning through out Columbia.
Excellent. And, that's the Columbia Kiwanis Club, which meets Tuesdays, you said, at noon in the bottom part of Broadway. That's pretty neat. Now, will you all be helping at all at Pancake Day tomorrow, Pancake Breakfast?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can't make it, but I wish I could.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty fun.
Yeah, it would be.
Kids are running the meetings, so... And one time or another, kids are going to start running the world.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yes, but you know what? will they still be kids then? Because that wouldn't be you.
No. Probably not.
Dylan, thank you for being here. Joan, thank you for being here. Imagine, thank you for being here. Miss Kelty, you have a great group. Thank you for being here. Sally Robinson, president of the Columbia.
Thank you.
Well, I haven't done anything except get to talk to you all, so that's cool. You're welcome back, though. Okay? Have a good day at school. I guess you got to run down the street here. Did you drive or did you walk?
We drove.
Oh, come on. It's only two blocks.
I get to ride in my car.
What is the problem?
We wanted to walk, but no.
I think so. It's not that far, and it's not raining. Oh, well. Have a good day at school.
All right.
This is KFRU.